What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show going down on Jefferson Street to Fisk University, down there to where the Bulldogs are, to Coach Kenny Anderson here. Coach, those Bulldogs up at Fisk very, very well over there. Coach, good to talk to you again. How are things going over there at Fisk, man?
Oh, it's going well, man. Just building. You know, I love it here. You know, my daughter graduated last year. Academically, is one of the best schools in the country, but they brought me in just to build a basketball program up. I'm in the process of doing that. So, you know, I love it. You know, HBCU, just, you know, finding it. And I went to a Georgia Tech University, so it's a lot different. And I'm learning a lot. So it's very, very intriguing for me to be a part of Fisk University.
Now, Coach, I'll tell you this funny story. Like, for me, I grew up in Atlanta, on the west side of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And coming to Tennessee State, you don't blow your mind. I got the in-state rate by 3 miles.
Wow.
TSU has a radius of 250, and my house is 247 away from Danville's campus.
Wow.
I got the in-state rate by 3 miles to Tennessee State.
Wow, that's very close, very interesting.
Because, Coach, I didn't want to be in debt. I could have went to Clark or more.
Yeah.
But yeah. But at that point in time, Georgia State didn't have football yet.
Yeah, yo.
So okay. I said, don't want to go here and be in debt. I got my Pell Grant scholarship. Let me go. TSU had a radius. Oh.
Yeah.
They took me. So it was like, coming up there, man, was been a blessing for me.
Yeah, you did well. You know, it's a great school, too. You know, Eddie George is the football coach there. Penny Collins is the basketball coach there. So we got a great mesh. And we play them every year. We play them November 6th this year. So I'm excited about that because I'm excited about my team. We're getting a lot better.
Yes, sir. And Coach, like I said, a lot of times you're playing D1s and D2s, and you're not really playing in the high school. So the record to me is, I tell you, it's deceiving because you're playing above your head, per se, not really playing guys on your level, other than the GCAC.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to play above my head in the non-conference. Then when we get in our conference, we played all these tough teams, so we'll be ready. So that's what's big. And the record, I don't care about our record. I care about teaching these young men the way I came up, life lessons. And basketball is a tool. And I'm trying to teach that to my young guys that I'm coaching. And you got to use it the right way. Academics, you know, you learn a lot. Sports, you learn a lot. And just combine it with family. You know, I'm trying to build a culture here at Fish University. And we're doing it so far. We're doing it.
And, you know, how cool is this for you, man, to give back? Because let's be honest, you didn't play the NBA. You don't do any of this. But just to give back to young men, pay it forward, and then be like that man mentor. I know for me, my coaches were my mentors. You know, I had a father, of course, but things that my coaches told me, I'm almost 40 years old, and still with me to this day. Talk about that process of helping young black men come in that prime years to mold and develop them, and then doing that to get time in college, Fisk.
And that's why I'm coaching, because of my high school coach, you know, Jack Carroll, rest in peace. He gave me the opportunity to play at Archbishop Miller High School, one of the best schools academically. And I keep repeating academically because it's very important. You learn a lot. And I'm just giving it off to them, the guys that I'm coaching. Vincent Smith, my mentor, who's Kenny Smith's older brother. He mentored all of us. And he kept us going in the right directions. We played hard, we studied hard, and that's what it was. And I came up in the 80s, pretty tough in New York City. So I had to go down a straight line, and I did that. All due respect to Vincent Smith, because I could have went left easy and messed up my chances of making it. And I seen a lot of guys that I grew up with way better than me in basketball, but they just didn't have the discipline to follow through with what I did, you know. And it was just great going back to Malloy, seeing the teachers and the faculty. It's just awesome. And I think the high school, by me going to Malloy, it changed my whole vision, changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. I don't know what would have happened if I wouldn't have went there, period.
You got that right, Coach Anderson. I feel like the same way, Coach. Like, I feel like if I stayed in Atlanta, I wouldn't be as successful as I am now. I had to leave Atlanta to become successful because I grew up in a tough neighborhood kind of like you did, you know, and I was one of the ones that I got exempt from the gang activity because I was good at football. I could run fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wasn't part of the mess. They saw Jay's trying to put do something. We leave him alone. Yeah. I think for those to start recognizing about me. But I feel like it's sad to say, Coach, that if I wasn't intelligent and I could run fast, where would my life be, you know?
Yeah.
That part is sometimes when you think about it, it's like, wow, it was that small a margin, you know?
And I, you know, for me, you know, I didn't want to go to St. John's University. Georgia Tech recruited me. I wanted to go to Syracuse University, but it was like 5 hours from where I grew up at, driving wise. My mother wanted me out of New York. So she, you know, she fell in love with Georgia Tech. Coach Crimmins was there. He's from the Bronx. We from Queens. So it all worked out. And Atlanta, you know, I grew up in Atlanta. So, you know, New York and Atlanta. So those are my roots, you know what I mean? And I love it. I love going back to visit. I love seeing all my ex-teammates that went to school. The school, I always root for Georgia Tech regardless. You know, it was just a blessing for me to be at Georgia Tech at the time.
Yeah, and it's cool to see Damon over there now too.
It is.
Like Damon's just real like me and you real. You know, it's like it's cool to have a guy that's like, real, as if he's real like you and I really still talk to him. We're talking about real life stuff. Like, he's just, it's so real.
And this is a good point. Paul Hewitt, And Damon Stoudemire, the only African Americans they had coaching there. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So, you know, I think he's going to do a great job. He has the experience. And I just want to play them next year. You know, I want to play them and give us some money.
Yes.
Give us a HBCU some money. Play them next year. It's going to be exciting to watch him perform this year. And I'm excited. I'm excited for him. I always want my school to do well. So I always root for Georgia Tech, period.
Yeah, man. And that McCamus Pavilion, man, it's real nice over there, too. It's real, real nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm in the old place now. You might remember this. You remember when they had that tornado and they hit the dome? You remember that tornado? And they had to move that CCC tournament to Georgia Tech. I was a ball boy for that.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. That's great, man. That's awesome. It's awesome. So, yeah. You know, the whole Atlanta is built up downtown now. You know, it's just built. You know, Georgia Tech, it's amazing. You know, when we was there, it was pretty good. Now it's just awesome. The Olympics gave us money, school money and everything like that. And they did wisely with the money. So now I want our sports programs to do well. You know, our basketball, football, baseball, soccer, every sport got to do well now. And I'm excited for them.
And seeing, even in tennis, you know, Chris Eubanks in tennis.
Yes, yeah.
You know, Georgia Tech guy, the Rapper the Wreck guy, but he made that run at Wimbledon, man. So, every sport, man, you all in the facilities over there are beautiful over there in Atlanta, man. So, seeing what you guys doing in Midtown Atlanta, man, it's amazing to watch and see. Man, I hope we will play you next year and give you all some good money.
Yeah, give us some money, man.
Yes, indeed. And Coach Anderson, let me ask you this, man. At what point in your career did you decide you wanted to hop into coaching? When did you kind of get that bug to want to coach?
I retired, and I just wanted to give back. My high school coach, Jack Curran. You know, I want to be another Jack Curran, wherever it is. It's not about D1, D2, but they gave me the opportunity here at Fisk to be a coach, and I'm happy about that. And just to give these guys life lessons, and the basketball stuff is easy, but just life lessons. You can't take that for granted, you know. I experienced a lot in my life, and I can give it back to teach my guys the wrong, right ways to do things. And I got some good young men that's listening, that's about it. You know, good basketball players, but also good human beings. And I love being here.
And Coach, let me ask you, when you try, we're trying to recruit a young man, what are you looking for in a young man to become a Fisk Bulldog that fits right in your culture, in your program?
Now, first of all, I don't even talk about basketball right away. It's about what type of individual, you know, are you? You know, are you willing to go to class? Do you respect people? You know, a lot of young men are just, this era is kind of bad. And I just shake my head and move on, you know. But it's certain questions now that the father and mother's in their lives, and now meet the parent or the parents, meet them, see how they are, see how they're interacting with their kids. It's more than basketball. Like I said earlier, it's about how are you raising this young man or young woman up to be respectful, to be a good person. And in sports, the guy's going to work out. They're going to be good regardless. But it's just the person you are means a lot. It means a lot to me. And it means a lot to my team, now what I'm building.
No doubt. And Coach, being in Nashville, as it's grown, think about the internships these young men can get and networking in Nashville so they can have life after basketball with that Fisk University degree.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the top things about it. When you get that Fisk degree, and the people I know, I can, you know, set them up for their future with jobs and everything. This is a popping city now. I only been here 4 years. I didn't see the 10, 12 years what it was going through back then. But I love being here. Whatever I can do to help these young men. I know so many people, high people that's in these certain positions that can help them, you know, fulfill their dreams at the end of the day. Good jobs and everything.
And yeah, Coach, I remember Nashville when I was there, it was a small little city.
Yeah.
Now it was like a whole new skyline in Nashville. Every time I come, it's like whole new skyline, whole new this, whole new that. Having a Top Golf, that was the Atlanta thing. You got two of them in Atlanta. Like, got
yeah. And I love it because it's close to Atlanta.
Yes.
I could just drive in 3 hours, you know, 3-4 hour drive to Atlanta. It's great. It's great, man.
And it's no income taxes in Tennessee, which I like too.
Oh, no, yeah. That's another thing. That's the biggest thing.
Because being from New York and being from Georgia, yeah. We get taxed.
Yeah, you get taxed. Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Yes, and so I really like that about, you know, and I think it's so unique. It reminds me of a mini AUC because you got Fitz, Meharry, Sunskey State, right there on Jefferson, right there.
All it's cool. It's really a good situation to be in for me to build and learn. I'm learning. I can play the game with the best. Played the league for many years, but coaching is a lot different than playing, and I know that, and I'm getting better as we progress in the years. I only been coaching here for 3 years, so I'm getting better, and I want to get better in coaching. That is not playing, so it's a lot different. It's a lot different, and I think whatever we do, we got to enjoy it. So I'm enjoying it right now. I'm only 52. I don't know, 2-3 years from now, whatever, I don't know how I will feel. But what I do feel, I love it here at Fisk University.
And you know what I was asking you about that? I know you all play a lot of close games. And I feel like you only get better at those in real games. You don't get better at that in practice. So talk about how to help me a young man execute late in games and make the right play. Because I feel like that's the late games were close, like you be a play here or there, a free throw blockout or a charge here, taking a charge or taking a good to a great shot. So I'm about trying to help you young men understand how to win those clutch close games.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do right here. I think last year, the year before, we lose all these close games, 4-6, overtime. And that just comes with maturity, the type of players you have on your team. I got an older team this year, so we'll see. But just telling these guys, and then they got to listen to their coach. You know, I played 14 years in the NBA, 2 years in college, 4 years. I know more than you know, believe me. So they got to listen. They got to listen, and they will this year, you know. But like I said, you just got to keep grinding. I got to keep grinding. I love the situation here, and, you know, just see where it lands, but it's a blessing. That's a blessing.
And Coach Anderson, please tell us about the GCAC, man, about that conference, man, and how tough it is, how quality competition. And y'all have new TV deal as well. People will watch you all play this year. So talk about that conference, man, how tough the ball is down there, man.
Yeah, we got some ballers because I'm gonna tell you a lot of guys play D1 and they get the 8th, 9th, 10th guy on the bench. They don't feel right, so they go down, they move it down, and whatever issues they have, they come and play in the GCAC. You know, we got Dillard, we got Tougaloo, Philander Smith, ourselves, and we got a bunch of other new teams that's invited to our teams. So it's just tough, man. It's just tough, really tough basketball here, and we're just going to keep building. I think we're going to be good this year.
Oh, and I believe it, Coach. Like I said, I'm going to make a commitment to come see you all play because I know, like, my main job is covering the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to be honest. That's my main job. Yeah. But when it's off day and I come to Nashville, I'm going to try to see you all play, man. I have some great time.
We play Clark Atlanta this year. Clark. So they're on our schedule. So you definitely better come to that game.
I'm going to text you, hey, look, Clark don't respond to my – respond to me. So I'm about to get me in with you. And don't respond to no emails or texts, man.
See, we need the publicity here, small Fisk University. So I try to I try to reach out to everyone to get our brand out there.
And coach, I'll tell you this: I'm on station in Atlanta here. We have 5.5 million listeners, coach.
Yeah.
So you get that's put awesome. Out there. You know.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you.
That's what we do, man. I try to help all the black coaches I can, whether it be D1, D2, NAIA, because you all don't get covered. It's only if somebody wins a lot or something bad happens.
Yeah, that's it. You know how the media, I've been through the media my whole life since I was 12 years old in New York City. So come on, man, you know how it is.
No doubt, man. You know, he said, yeah, and I'm actually up in your old, well, let me ask you this. What did you all call the U.S. Open site when you were growing up? Because I'm going to U.S. Open.
U.S. Open? Oh, I love it. I went there. I took my wife there on her birthday last year. My wife's birthday is Tuesday, September 5th. So we was there last year. That's Left Rack City. I actually could walk to U.S. Open.
Okay.
Yeah, with the Mets play where I grew up at, right there.
Gotcha.
City Stadium, the Mets play at City Stadium, and the U.S. Open is right there. Everything is there.
Yeah, because my phone always says Corona Park when I go there.
Yeah, Corona. Yeah, so Left Rack City is Corona. It's Queens. Rego Park, they call it. So many names, man.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll be there from Thursday through Saturday to win the U.S. Open. Then I'm coming.
Oh, that's awesome.
Then I'm going to Memphis for the TSU and Occupy Pine Bluff. And I'll be Sunday, I'll be in Indianapolis for the Colts and Jaguars.
Man. Oh, you doing it. Oh, you doing it, baby.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Hey, coach, I'm a one-man band, man. I'm hustling, coach.
You gotta hustle, and you got that in you. You got that
coach,
in you.
I'm doing this 12 years, man. 12 years, one-man band. So everything I've done and grown, coach, I'm the booker, I'm the editor, I'm the salesman, everything. I'm everything.
You keep it all in one house. That's where it's better at.
Yes, you got that right, coach. You got that right, coach. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, like, if anything you need from me, man, I want to help you out in your program, man, because you're a Georgia Tech guy. You played for the Hawks for a year. Then you have fists. And some of the things that about you and I have in common. So if you need me to help out, coach, I promise you, I'm on my own show today, on my own show here. You need me to help anything, man.
Fist, just get us out. Fist, baby.
Yes, the Fist Bulldogs. Check those guys out, man. And Coach Anderson's a great guy, man. He's doing things over Fist, man. Coach, it's fun to talk to you again, man. Hope to see you next week when I'm in Nashville. Hope to see you next week when I'm in town, man, and catch up with you, man. CCC team, man.
Great. My man. Peace.
Thanks, coach.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.